Here at the United Soybean Board Bio-Based Products Stakeholders Dialogue, with me is Lillian Salerno, who is USDA Administrator for the Rural Business Cooperative Service, and she participated in a panel here on the big bio-based picture at USDA. Lillian, what did you talk about on the panel?
Just talked about the different programs that USDA has for the bioeconomy, and we have a panel, I guess, going on now regarding specifically the BioPreferred program, but the program that I'm in charge of is the Rural Business and Cooperative Services program, which administers our loan and grant programs, including our energy title loans.
Why is that so important to getting new products and helping farmers and ranchers?
Well, we're, you know, devoted to the agricultural sector and to those rural communities that offer so much. And this is this mission area is devoted to making sure there's capital out there for those businesses that are trying to create jobs and create value for processors and other rural small businesses. So we just wanted to make sure this group knew about opportunities created in the new farm bill, and make sure that they go to their, we have state offices and area offices. We got about 400 offices out there just on the rural development mission area. If they talk to, which means feet on the ground, which is also good for the federal government to be able to talk to a live person, that you tell what you're needing for your small business and see if any of our grant and loan programs apply. Those are for those communities of less than 50,000 people.
Now, with the new farm bill, are we talking about more programs, more opportunities, more money?
Sort of all of the above. There's created new opportunities, certainly in the BioPreferred program. And then, of course, we have funds now for our value-added producer grant, which are values added to those folks that are, you know, that are growers and that are adding value to their whatever they're growing. And then we also have small loan and grant programs that are available, revolving loan funds that were funded, as well as guarantees. So we guarantee those lenders.
Well, with all the companies that here that we've got, we see all these new products here. Why is it so important for USDA and people like yourself to be a part of an event like this to really touch base with these people?
Well, because the U.S. government always needs to be the leader when we take on tough issues like sustainability. And so we need to show and lead by example that we're going to procure these kind of products. The folks that we're loaning to need to, and granting money to, they need to procure these kind of products. That's how you change the dial on these things. And as part of the federal family, USDA is one portion, but an important one for agriculture, to make sure that folks aren't, you know, going blindly into this industry, not knowing where it's going to end. What it's going to end is we need to change the way people are procuring products. They need to have the sustainability piece, and that's in all of our interests.
And with you, that you can't really do things like this without money.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm a small business person myself. I know how hard it is to get started on these kind of projects, and you need to have a partner, and the federal government needs to be one of those partners.
All right. Thank you so much, Elaine.
Thank you.